Number 87 from August of 2014, Patchy Fog. Conditions must have been just right for foggy weather a few weeks ago. It had been hot and humid with lots of rain, and early in the mornings the fog was really thick. As I drove to the hospital, I kept thinking to myself that I really had no business being out there at this time of the day. Later on, the sun would burn off this fog, and it would be much safer, but when I left the house, it was all but impenetrable. Sometimes there would be a little clear patch of road, and then suddenly I would be plunged back into the woolly grayness of dense fog. I reduced my speed considerably, but I didn't want to poke along either because then somebody would probably plow into me from behind. If a deer or a person or anything would have been standing on the road, I could have never stopped. I was truly driving by faith, hoping that nothing got in my way. The only thing that I could do was to follow the signs as I got right up to them. All of my familiar landmarks along the way were invisible to me. I had the white lines on the highway and the signs, and that was about it. It was unnerving to not be able to see ahead and see what is coming. It was just reacting minute by minute. The fact that I made it to work was purely by the grace of God. It struck me that life in general is very much like driving through patchy fog. You go along and things seem fine, and then you suddenly run into a patch where you are lost and straining to see. We just can't seem to see very clearly what is coming up in our lives, and tragic things can happen in a hurry. You think things are fine in your marriage, and then one day your wife tells you it's over and she's leaving. You believe you've been a good asset to your company, and the next week you are told by human resources that there is a reduction in force, and you are to be reduced. You feel relieved that your children are grown and on their own, and then you find out that your grandson has just overdosed on drugs. You have cancer and survive it, only to find out that you have a different kind of cancer that is fatal. Even growing older comes at us faster than we realize, and the fog of dementia or Alzheimer's descends. We do seem to run into one fog bank after another as life progresses. Since we can't see what's coming, we need to follow the signs also, just like in driving. We follow the signs of God. The scriptures guide us as we travel through life. God's Spirit guides us as we make decisions prayerfully. God also gave us each other for guidance and to have a support network. The fellowship of other Christians and the teachings of the church give us signs to follow as well. We will run into fog banks in life, but we have the sign of God, and that is enough.